innocence is always purity, contemplating its pure self. Innocence is always purity, contemplating its pure self. Whenever we think about how pure we are and how wonderful we are returning to our original purity and integrity. We are returning to our original self. We are turning to that divine being that we are. And we are living according to the light that we are seeing ourselves as. Now, for us to see ourselves as purity is a very wonderful thing. But can you see yourself in innocence as purity? Innocence is always purity, contemplating its pure self. Can you contemplate what it means to be pure in spirit, mind, and body? Can you contemplate what it means to be all is in divine order? Can you contemplate that? Well, you never fully understand it, but we do understand it. And we do feel it. And we do sense it. I think the most wonderful thing that we could ever do to ourselves, the most wonderful thing we could ever do about ourselves, is to realize that we are unaware of how wonderful we are. We are unaware of how pure we are. We're unaware of just how we are living in our absolute magnificent being. This innocence is who we are most of the time. Ask yourself, do you think about your feet, your nose, your eyes, your ears? Do you think about your fingers? When you reach out to take something with your hands, do you think first, I'm going to move my arms forward, and I'm going to move my hands forward, and I'm going to reach out, and I'm going to take this cup of coffee from the table, and I'm going to pick it up, and I'm going to bring it to my lips, and I'm going to take a drink of coffee, and I'm going to say, that tastes good. Now, I don't do that. I just naturally reach out. I just naturally make my fingers curl around the coffee cup's holder. I just naturally pick up the cup. I just naturally know how to bring the cup from where it is on the table to where my mouth is. I just naturally know how to take a sip from that cup. And if the coffee is too hot, which sometimes it is at the beginning, I blow at it a little bit and sip just a little bit. I still want that hot, hot coffee. Something in me says, yes, that's nice. But I have to be careful that I don't scald myself or burn my throat or do something. And I just gently take it. And I take the most gentle sip. And I am so innocent. And I'm so unaware that what's going on is something pretty wonderful. Something pretty spectacular. Innocence is always purity, contemplating its pure self. My fingers don't know what they're doing, but yet they do the right thing. I tell them what to do, and I don't even know that I'm telling them what to do. I'm telling my bottom to sit comfortably in a chair, and if it's not comfortable, I wiggle it around or I get up and reposition myself. I lay in bed at night, and as I lay in bed at night, I stretch out and I say, oh, and I relax. I can relax on a hard floor, on a carpet, on a mattress, whatever it is. I often prefer to sleep on the floor. And I prefer to sleep on the floor not because I'm doing something to make myself uncomfortable, not something to make myself feel that I am punishing myself. It's just that I feel so good. I feel straight, level, flat. No pillow, just flat, level. Sometimes I'll curl up. Sometimes I'll lay on my back. Sometimes I'll lay on my tummy. It's a matter of what I do. I'm innocent of how I'm doing it or what I'm doing it. I may choose to change. I may choose to get up in the middle of the night and go into my bed. or I may choose to sit on a couch and just sit there in an upright position and go into deep meditation. I am innocent in always being purity, contemplating its pure self. I'm contemplating my pure, wonderful self, and I'm being my pure, wonderful self. I'm listening to that wonderful innocence within me that says all is good and all is beautiful. Innocence is always purity, contemplating its pure self. I am always doing those things that are beneficial for me, those things that are lovely, those things that are magnificent, those things that are uplifting to me. I'm always doing them, and I feel so good about it. I feel so wonderful about it. I feel so fantastic about it. And how do I feel fantastic about it? I just do it naturally. Doing what comes naturally. That's who I am. And that's who you are. We're always doing those things that come naturally, that make us feel just wonderful, that make us feel just fantastic in every aspect of our being, that make us feel just that we know what we're doing, and we're doing what we're doing, and we're happy with what we're doing. And we love ourselves in every wonderful possible way. We love ourselves. And as we love ourselves, we feel very good about ourselves. We feel very happy about ourselves, and we don't even think about it. We don't even know we're doing it. We don't even know that we're loving all that we are. We don't even know that we're being all that we are. We just are it. And as we are it, it's a wonderful feeling. It's a glorious feeling. It's a fantastic feeling. Innocence is always purity, contemplating its pure self. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is to be purity, always contemplating its pure self. Because that's a magnificent aspect of our life. That's a magnificent aspect of our being. That's a magnificent aspect of who and what we are. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be who and what we are. Because when we are who and what we are feeling fantastic. We are feeling marvelous. We are feeling good about ourselves. And that's a wonderful thing to feel. Can you feel that about yourself today? Can you know that about yourself today? Can you be that about yourself today? Can you enjoy that about yourself today? I say yes. And you say yes. You can be that. You can enjoy that about yourself because that's who you are. That's who you are. And that's all that you are. You are that wonderful, joyous, marvelous being that lives here and now. Every beautiful thought, every beautiful aspect of your life, you're living it here and now. And you're saying, I like me. I like me. I like me. But you don't even know it. Your feet don't know how to walk, but yet they walk. Your eyes don't know how to see, and yet your eyes see. It's all a matter of who you are. It's a matter of what you feel about yourself. It's a matter of why you feel that about yourself. It's a matter of where you're going. It's a matter of what you're feeling, what you're thinking, what you're doing. Do you like yourself? Do you like yourself truly? Do you truly like yourself? And if you truly like yourself, you've got everything going in a wonderful way for yourself. Innocence is always purity, contemplating its pure self. And you are that innocence. You are that innocence contemplating your pure self. And it is a wonderful thing to be. It's a wonderful thing to be that innocence contemplating your pure self, because nothing else makes any difference in the world except to be yourself, and to enjoy yourself, and to love yourself. And when you be yourself and enjoy yourself and love yourself, you're innocent. You're innocent, and you're joyous, and you're fantastic. I like being me. I like being who I am. I like being all the things that I am. I like being all the attitudes that I am. I like being all the people that I am. I like being all the love that I am. because that's what makes me a joyous person. That's what makes me a joyous person, and I am that joyous person now. I am that joyous person always, and I always will be. Kind of wonderful, isn't it? Indeed it is. Kind of wonderful, because that's what we are. Very wonderful. No, innocence is always purity contemplating its pure self. You don't know how you move your fingers and how you lift your head. You're just so pure. You're so wonderful. You're so fantastic. You're so glorious. You are that which is and always will be. And how wonderful that is. Live in that now and know that that's who you are. That's who I am. And that's who all is. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It is indeed a wonderful thing. Be that. Be aware of that purity in you and realize it's magnificent now and forevermore. Innocence is always purity, contemplating its pure self. Think about it. You aren't thinking about the cells of your body, the eyes, because that pure self of yourself is being that, and it's being that right now and forevermore. Have a great day and enjoy your purity. Enjoy your innocence. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.